Good morning. I'm Alexa Tibbetts. Today I'm going to be talking about the rise of crime in the 1920s. The rise of crime took place during the Prohibition era. This era was initiated when the United States banned the production and sale of liquor. Alcohol affected many people in this time. It caused accidents on the job, chronic diseases, and impaired with people's memory. The quality of alcohol was poor. Men were drinking away their paychecks, leaving their families without money for food or rent. The 18th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was ratified. The 18th Amendment banned the manufacture, sale, and transportation of alcoholic beverages. Once the 18th Amendment was ratified, supporters of prohibition thought that revenues for the entertainment industry would go up, people would have more money, and American people and economy would benefit. It can be inferred that prohibition led to a rise of organized crime. Gangs were formed in many cities. Detroit and New York were popular for gangs. The most popular place for gangs was Chicago. The windy streets of Chicago were crowded with people. This included people in small groups discussing to each other, which were most likely gangs. Throughout this corrupted city, you can see stealing, fighting, and lots of other crime. The number of police officers in Chicago increased. On the streets, many cop cars are seen. It is common to hear yelling and fighting on the somber streets of Chicago. Bootlegging became popular after the 18th Amendment was passed. Al Capone was very important during this time period. His real name was Alfonso Capone. Al is from Brooklyn, New York. He fled Brooklyn for Chicago to avoid a murder charge. Once he settled in Chicago, he joined the Five Points Gang. Capone became partners in crime with Johnny Torrio. They were bootleggers and had business in Chicago. Bugs Moran and William McSwiggin were also partners in crime. These two pairs were enemies, but all four men represent gangsters. This group committed lots of crime. These gangsters wear suits to try to look professional. The smell of money was all that was on their minds. Capone and Torrio traveled to Cicero to get control of the town so they would have a second base. If Chicago failed, they would have Cicero. The first time Capone was arrested was when he was caught drunk driving. Over time, Capone became known and popular until his name was connected with brutal violence. The St. Valentine's Day Massacre took place in early 1929. Capone wanted to eliminate his enemies from the bootlegging and gambling business. There was lots of gang violence in a garage on the north side of the city on February 14, 1929. Men associated with Bugs Moran were shot and killed by many men dressed as policemen. Lots of ammunition were fired and gunshots were loud. The public and media blamed Capone, but no one went on trial for this massacre. Prohibition did not achieve its goals. Al Capone was the most infamous gangster in American history. He was arrested many times throughout this time period. Capone believed that wealth was the main purpose of life. He made about $60 million a year through bootlegging, gambling, and prostitution. Throughout his life, he killed lots of people and committed many crimes. Capone's reign of terror gave the city of Chicago a reputation as a gangster-infested place. Due to bootleggers, federal and state governments lost lots of money in tax revenue. Other popular American mobsters were John Dillinger and Bonnie and Clyde. The Prohibition era did not go the way people expected it to be. Thank you for listening to my podcast.